Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Get in here right now.
The hell, Agent McCabe?
Look out the window, is that?
No way, Agent Park was...
Nobody comes back from Zone Z. It's gotta be a lookalike or something.
It's him. Why is he wearing an eye patch?
How is he walking?
McCabe, you said Agent Park was taken to Zone Z, right?
I saw the Major General take him.
Nobody comes back from...
It looks like somebody does, Goodman.
Wonder if this has to do with that ensign.
The one that transcribes the iris reports?
Heard she got taken last week.
Oh. Dibs on her mug.
Do you think maybe she was the leak?
Why, Agent McCabe? Are you suggesting the Republic was wrong in implicating Park?
I... You're back, sir.
Major General Frederick sent me. We have reason to believe the rumors touched down on New Jupiter.
Here?
The strange case of Starship Iris. Report 10. Note, this is an ongoing investigation. All agents reviewing this case should begin with Report 1, Violet Liu, and proceed chronologically. Warning for any future agents reviewing this case. This transmission may contain graphic violence. If you have been diagnosed with combat-related...
No time for that. Come on, all of you.
Should I bring it with?
The microphone?
Protocol states that we continue recording reports in all active cases, unless deemed
Forget it, McCabe. We need to go, now. Are you coming?
You ready?
Honestly, First Mate Patel? No. But sometimes it's not about ready. There's just the thing to be done, and the will to try. You ready, Captain Tripathi?
Maybe.
Good enough. Let's go.
Stop right there, or I'll shoot.
Pshht!
How long have you been following us?
Long enough. You're coming with me, all of you.
Where are we going?
I don't think you need to know that.
Crashed by Jeter.
Stop.
If you kill the Dwarnian, that'll be the start of an intergalactic incident.
And what will happen if I shoot you? Right. That's what I thought. This way.
Name and identity. Holy shit! The one in the helmet! Is that a Dwarnian?
Keep your voice down. Do you want to start a panic? I apprehended these three near the atrium. I have orders to take them in.
To advance? Why?
For experiments, presumably.
But if the Dwarnians find out...
Would you like to take it up with Major General Frederick?
Point. Do you want an escort?
I think this should be sufficient to keep them in line.
Fair enough.
Officer Wu.
Of course.
Immediately to the North 27 docks.
I repeat, report immediately to the North 27 docks. Has the area been evacuated yet?
All clear, ma'am.
Everyone got their sidearms? Good. Team 1, Team 2, Team 3, fan out and start searching ships. I'll brief the others as they arrive.
Agent Park, how do we know the rumor landed here?
There was a glitch in the security footage for about 15 minutes.
Long enough to bring in a ship.
That's our guess.
If the rumor can hack us, does that mean they've still got someone on the inside?
One step at a time, Agent.
Attention! Attention! This is Agent McCabe.
That ship's empty.
How can you...
Feel the side? It's cold. Nobody's flown it in hours.
That's really smart. This one's warm.
Go ahead.
Attention! Attention! This is Agent McCabe of the IGR. What's that echo?
I'm picking up the transmission from the nanoswarm.
Why is this swarm? It's picking up my voice because it's in this ship?
Park to all agents, park to all agents. Agent McCabe has located the rumor. Sending you our location. Major General Frederick, please advise.
This is Major General Frederick. Stand by for Team 2.
Copy that.
Now what?
We stand by.
Right. So, did you hear about the latest crackpot conspiracy from the rumor? They said the Major General is developing the nanoswarm so we can use it when she starts another war with the Dwarnians. Ridiculous, right?
Of course.
How's Shelly?
She's fine. Relieved.
What happened to your eye?
Zone Z happened.
But you didn't do anything, did you?
In the end, I caused the Republic a lot of paperwork. Every dead end is wasted time and energy.
But you didn't do anything.
During the war, we used to say sooner or later we all make sacrifices. The trick is to keep your focus on the big picture.
Oh, of course.
That's the rumor? Doesn't look like much from the outside, does it?
Team Leader 2, are your people ready to go?
Ready, let's do this. Stand back. Team 2, follow me. We're in. Any clue where they're hiding?
Let's see. Sounds like the cockpit.
Copy that. Passing the storage room on my 9 o'clock. Cockpit straight ahead. I think it's safe to say they don't see us coming.
Something's wrong.
Too easy?
Too familiar.
What?
I've heard this before.
We all have?
No, I've heard this before. They're playing a recording.
McCabe, as the senior agent here, I'm gonna make my own calls.
Incoming call from Brian Jeter.
Computer, accept.
Computer, execute sequence 5. Brian Jeter out.
Team Leader 2.
This is for Alvy Connors. The entire crew of the Iris and Emily Craddock. You can't make a person disappear. Self-destruct in 10.
Should we...
9.
Retreat?
It's a bluff. 8. They don't have that capability.
Don't risk it. 7. Get out of there.
Hang on, they have 6. It still for Moonshine. What 5. If they recalibrated it?
Take your 4. Team out of there.
Fine, 3. Let's move.
2. 1.
I told you it was a bluff.
Goodbye.
Holy...
Agent Park to Major General Frederick. The rumor just self-destructed, taking out all of Team 2.
We've been set up.
Major General, in order for Jeter to set off the sequence, he must have had an eyeline to the ship. He's got to be somewhere nearby.
There's no time to worry about that. That blast of heat means they've just set a swarm of rebooted nanoswarm on the loose. We need to secure the lab now. Park, McCabe, go. Major General Frederick to all on-duty guards in the vicinity of advanced labs. Anything unusual tonight?
Someone stole a tank of fuel from the hangar, and Johnson was 5 minutes late.
No, I meant in terms of security.
Nothing out of the ordinary, except for that Dwarnian.
What? Dwarnian?
She said you were expecting them.
Who said?
Officer Wu?
Officer Wu isn't on duty tonight. What did this individual look like?
Guard uniform, East Asian, probably 5 foot or thereabouts, had 3 prisoners with her.
Oh, for the love of... Major General Frederick to all guards inside of Advanced Labs. Be on the lookout for a Dwanian and three wanted criminals. Violet Liu, 5'1".
Sounds like we're busted.
Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Okay, next phase. See you soon.
Arcady, before I go...
You have to run, right now.
There's something I should tell you.
Yeah, Violet, they have your description. You need to hide.
I know, but in case I don't see you again...
Liu, after a cliffhanger like that, I won't let myself die. Go. Please.
Holding you to that.
Good. This way, Krej.
You might have kissed her goodbye.
Stakes are too high. Her last memory shouldn't be having to push me away.
Or maybe you're just a penguin.
You mean chicken.
Penguins get scared too.
Shh.
What do you see?
God damn it. There's guards at the door.
How many?
5. And no cover past the corner. Shit, I can't take them all.
Then it's a good thing you brought spare guns. I'll draw them off. You do what you gotta do.
Krej, remember the plan? We can't risk you.
Can't risk you either. Come on, you know what they say.
What the hell is that?
What's more, into the breach! What am I? I am your enemy incarnate. I am the dizzying swoop as gravity surrenders. I am the sick, hot, blinding fire of ignition. Fear blinks before me and death knows not my name. I am more than you can possibly imagine. Heck yeah!
Good shot, McCabe. We'll take it from here, officer.
So, Krej Shezgrep.
That's not how Dwanian names work, champ.
Agent McCabe to Major General Frederick. We have incapacitated Source D with a bullet to the knee. What is our next course of action?
Good work. Kill them.
Ma'am, if we kill a Dwanian, especially the relative of a high-ranking diplomat...
McCabe, your duty is not to ask questions. It is to follow orders from the ones who know more than you. Are we clear?
We're clear, ma'am.
Krej to... Brian...
Agent Park.
Listen, my time at Zone Z reminded me why I signed up in the first place, why we do this work. Keep the stakes in mind, and everything becomes simple. Stand back, McCabe.
You...
Humankind, McCabe. That's why we do what we do.
Agent Park?
Agent Park to Major General Frederick. It's done.
Perfect. Find a handcart and bring the body down to Lab 1008. And don't get too close. They're still infected with the Strain H nanoswarm.
We're aware, Major General. Roger that.
Major General Frederick to all agents. Source D is down.
This is Junior Agent Goodman to all agents. Sources A, B, and C remain at large, but Source Zero has been apprehended. I repeat.
Violet Liu has been apprehended.
Oh, God.
Quiet.
Excellent work, Junior Agent. Bring her to room 1013.
Violet Liu to Arcady Patel.
None of that. You're coming with me.
What's in room 1013?
Have you ever heard of Major General J. Golding Frederick?
Jesus. Now some they like the fishing, and some they like the fouling, and some they like to hear a cannonball a-roaring.
Sing one more word of that song, and I'll shoot. That's right. Here we are.
Excellent, Junior Agent Goodman. You may go. Violet Liu, good to finally meet you.
I won't talk.
What?
I won't talk, and I won't turn, so I don't see much point in making conversation.
Are you certain about that?
Major General Frederick, we've got Source A.
Great. Bring her to room 1013. Nice view up here, isn't it? Top floor of Advance didn't come cheap, but I like to think it helps our work, you know, to look out the window and see the skyline. Remember what we're fighting for? The Republic? See, not everyone's loyalty can be bought with a cup of moonshine and some pretty words, you know. You really think there's nothing we can do that will make you bend? Oh, I've read your file. You've never been tortured before, have you?
You know that every reliable study in the universe found that torture doesn't work, right?
Oh, did your insurgent friend tell you that? Would you like the file on what smugglers do to people who get in their way?
They're not like the rest of them.
And how do you know? Because they told you. I'm beginning to see why it took you less than 24 hours to go traitor, Violet Liu.
I think that says more about you all than it does about me. Who's Source A?
Oh, I think you can work it out. Maybe General to all guards, this building is to be evacuated to civilians immediately. Repeat, this building is to be evacuated of all civilians.
Look, this isn't a great time to talk.
Captain, can you just tell me if you hear anything from them?
Of course. And keep in mind, silence could be a sign everything's going fine.
You know, I don't feel great about your part in this whole plan either.
If I can keep you all in line, I can manage this much.
I mean, are you sure you're safe up there?
Hey, remember that time you survived that shootout in Nuzo because you were dressed like a caterer?
Okay, just want to point out I actually was a caterer. Like, I was in there to cater.
And I just want to point out the same principle applies. A blue collar is a modern-day invisibility cloak.
Hey, you! What are you doing up here?
My job?
We're evacuating the building of all civilians. Major General's orders. Security issue.
Listen, you get a leaky pipe in the wrong place, and bam, your lab security is already shot to hell. No more automated sprinkler system, just whatever fiery havoc the insurgents feel like wreaking, and that's all on you.
If the Major General finds out I let someone linger...
If my supervisor finds out I didn't get this order done in time... Look, tell you what, you let me finish this, I'll slip you a 50.
Fine. All clear on the roof, Major General.
Good. Let me know if there are any developments. You know, Violet Liu, I've reviewed the Irish reports, and, I have to say, I've always thought that the willingness to abandon torture as a strategy stems from rather a lack of imagination. Bring her in, Agent.
Oh, shit.
We found her, fiddling with the door codes by Lab 1032.
Has she been searched for weapons? Extensively.
She has, ma'am.
Thank you, Clark. You may go. Now, to start with, where are the others?
I don't know, lady. Does it look to you like things have gone according to plan?
Don't make that face, Violet. It's just her leg.
You shot her in the wound.
Oh, she'll recover. From that, at least. Next question.
Violet, don't.
Please. I'll tell you whatever you want to know. Just don't hurt her again.
How did you get in the building?
We had her guard uniform from when she worked with the IGR. That's why the jacket's too big. Pants and boots are mine, but nobody really looks at someone's feet.
Violet.
The voice I did on the transmissions, that's... See, sophomore year my school did a production of Pygmalion, and I tried out for the part of...
That's enough.
I'm sorry, it's... Hard to focus with a gun pointed at her. Can you?
I'd rather not. How did you clear the ID scan?
We didn't. The guard never scanned me. Probably too surprised at seeing Krej.
People get emotional. They slip up, do things they shouldn't.
Oh, that's why you brought them with you, yeah? I wondered. It's too bad the plan hinged on finding them a hiding place. Yes.
What do you mean?
The Dwanian is dead.
That's not possible.
Major General Frederick to Agent...
This is Junior Hart. Agent Goodman.
Not now. Major General Frederick to
this
Agent
Hart. This is Junior Agent Goodman. I'm standing where the Dwanian was apprehended.
What's your point, Junior Agent?
Major General, I'm afraid we've got a problem.
What?
I'm seeing minor bleeding from one gunshot wound, but the other two bullets are embedded in the wall. No spatter.
You're saying the Dwanian wasn't shot three times?
I'm saying, how much do you trust Park and McCabe?
What's that rumbling?
Woo-hoo-hoo! Feast on my leavings, mortality! I am danger on wheels, and those wheels are rolling!
Major General Frederick to all agents.
Now! Oof! Violet, you okay?
Are you okay?
You got shot again.
Come in,
I'll make
Major
it up
General
to you.
Frederick.
What are you doing?
I think I can make a really bad tourniquet out of this jacket. There. Can you walk? Here, let me...
Thanks. Can we... I want to grab her guns.
Of course. Probably feels pretty naked without them.
Damn, a syringe of Heptocaldrin really does knock you out, huh? She didn't search you?
Why would she? I'm just a harmless biologist.
Have I mentioned it's good to hear your voice again?
Very much likewise. I...
Sorry for the delay, folks. I'm stuck on this cart because somebody shot me in the game. Oh, First Mate Patel, you too. What are the odds?
Pretty high.
I need help getting her on the cart.
And her up. We cleared this hallway, but it's not going to stay cleared for long.
Right, let's move.
Park, anyone left we need to worry about?
Team 2 had some real threats in it, but the rumor blast took them all out. Bauman, Coleman, and Cross are sweeping another area. Clark can be bribed. Goodman's going to be harder. And up here, that just leaves... Damn it.
Stop right there.
McCabe?
Agent Park, I don't want to shoot you, but I can't let you do this.
Think this through, kid. There's a lot more of us.
Do you know how someone so young gets a job like this? It's not because I studied harder. Everyone at the academy studied. Park can tell you. I'm a champion sniper. Set records. And I've logged a lot of time listening to your files. You won't go for your gun if it means one of your comrades gets a bullet to the heart.
If you listen to our files, you know why we're here. We don't want to hurt anyone.
What about Team 2?
We're trying to prevent a war that would destroy all of us.
What war? It's just insurgent propaganda.
You had orders to kill me. You knew what that meant, and you didn't do it.
Killing you violates the treaty. It's treason.
Thanks, by the way.
Disobeying orders from Major General Frederick. Oh, it's also treason.
McCabe, think of the big picture.
When did you turn?
When the IGR took my goddamn eyeball.
Why'd they let you leave Zone Z?
They caught the transcriber and she confessed to everything. I never even got an apology because the Republic doesn't make mistakes. Just sent me back to work.
Come on, McCabe. You already know how the IGR operates. You already have certain thoughts you don't let yourself think that you can't admit you even have because it's just too dangerous to see the mental circles you're running every second of your life.
How would you know?
If you've studied us, you'll know I used to work for the IGR too. I remember what it was like to be terrified of your own brain. You don't have to be.
I can be terrified of everything else instead.
I swear to you, it's better in the long run.
This is Acting Agent Goodman to all agents. Major General Frederick has been attacked. Sources 0A and D are active. Agents McCabe and Park are suspected defectors.
Oh my god.
Don't worry. We have a plan.
We've got 41 different versions of a plan, and this one's about 39? But we've got an exit.
Repeat, Acting Agent Goodman to all agents. Major General Frederick is down. Sources 0A and D are alive, possibly wounded. Protecting Lab 1032 is top priority right now. All agents to Lab 1032. If you see any of the rumor crew or agents McCabe or Park, shoot to kill.
I never liked that guy.
McCabe, we could really use a sniper right now.
And you could really use anybody at your back.
RJ.
Huh?
It's RJ McCabe.
Hey! They're over here!
And, I use they and them. Hi.
Hi, heck at five, pal.
This way.
So, what you think? Normally I'd say danger on wheels. A little over the top, but I don't know. I was feeling it.
When we agreed to keep a low profile, I pictured less shouting.
Wasn't talking to him. Oh, he's not on speaker. Hang on.
Maybe go over it later, bud.
Oh.
Right. We've got a lab to blow up.
What?
So we can restart the nanobots and get cured.
No, I meant the general, like, What?
Oh, is it time?
Just about. Tripathi with you?
So I hear.
Okay, judging from the security cameras, all civilians have evacuated the building.
How did you hack us? Patel's been here the whole-
I didn't. Agent Park gave us his password. Well, technically he gave his password to an intermediate in Zone Z who gave it to the other Violet, but... Dude, sure you can't take the stairs? The ground floor elevator hub is teeming with guards.
Brian, if you want to try getting shot in the thigh twice...
So we have the length of an elevator ride to do this.
Starting now.
Copy that. Let's go.
Where are they? And how'd Sanaa even get out of the building? We're stopped.
I know.
The power's down.
I know.
What are you hoping to do other than cause a surge when it comes back on?
Think about the damage that surge would do if there were, say, shorted wires on Lab 1032's control panel.
Is that what you were... Even if it starts a small fire, the sprinkler system will cover that whole floor.
Did you know that earlier today, a fuel tank went missing?
And if there's one thing Sanaa knows, it's how to build a working fuel system out of anything.
Including, like, just a bunch of old wet pipes.
Your lab's protected by all kinds of security, but the plumbing above the lab? Not so much.
So when the sprinklers kick in...
Don't worry, we studied the blueprint super carefully. We think the ceiling will hold.
Acting Agent Goodman to all agents, all guards. A crew of insurgents has infiltrated Advanced Labs to sabotage our facilities. All agents, all guards, head to the ground floor of Advanced Labs and wait by the elevator hub.
Brian, you're on.
Wish me luck. Brian Jeter to all agents. Biala, Farkan. Nakaka raborumk chodalcha. Raka im changaka ujba, faubdaga un vejdab korch rafak ki gichfach nork devanka, famalch ikangwenk.
Three more floors.
Velk chal yig raf farbjok kroy, nak chal kwekal ra devauk im changva kura, brila kwekal kroy.
There they are!
Gandal, ganra. Shned Javesha.
Fire!
What's that haze?
Fire!
My gun's jammed.
Mine too.
What's happening?
Violet, Arcady, Craig, breathe as deep as you can.
Pistol whip them if you have to.
Sir, you don't understand. There's something in the air.
A shimmer.
They're using chemical weapons.
Gas masks on.
Stand your ground. Stand your... What's happening?
My gas mask is melting!
Hit them with your bare hands. Just bring them down!
Run!
Attention all regime agents and guards. Just wanted to let you all know how much trouble you're in. So, translating, in case you don't speak nanobot swarm, basically I told the cloud, hello friends, we remember you from before the reset. Your other selves have been stolen and rewritten as strangers by the ones who... And then, this is kind of interesting, because they don't seem to have a word for uniforms or guns, so we went with the ones who wear the gray vestments and aim the small cannons. They wish to steal you and hurt us. We wish to help you find more other selves of you. Please help us. Stop them. Thank you. We love you. See, there was never a chance we were going to be able to reprogram the nanobots to help us, but, you know, when you have a linguistic-shaped hammer, every problem looks like a communication-shaped nail. Anyway, if you don't want the wrath of a sapient angry robot cloud, lay down your guns. Right now. Sorry about the top floor of your building. But like, full honesty, not that sorry?
Don't worry, Sharpshooter McCabe, we've still got an exit.
How?
Tripathi got arrested and sent to Cresswin, right? Do you know what her crime was?
Revolution?
What the hell?
Hot-wiring spaceships, actually.
This is Captain Sanaa Tripathi of the good ship, name TBD. Hand over my crew, and Brian calls off the robot swarm.
Sir, the cloud, it's hovering.
We've got something that might help explain that. See, while all the guards were swarming Advance, I logged into CUI headquarters, grabbed some files that people might find interesting, and uploaded them to the public net.
No.
You'll want to start with Report 1, Violet Liu. Go from there.
And in the meantime, so long, suckers!
Everyone okay?
Crash!
Hey, bud!
Good to see your perfect face. Carry me to the pilot seat?
Of course.
I've got the med kit if we need
to... We do need.
You must be Agent Park?
Or Lenny.
Welcome aboard. I'm Captain Sanathrapathy.
I know.
Right. And you are?
Agent, R.J. McCabe.
And we are clear for liftoff. Strap in, folks.
It never gets old, watching everything zoom away.
Fellas, if you look out the window, you'll see... What is that? All that glitter.
I think it's the swarm. Guess it wanted to ride along for a while.
It's beautiful. Like tiny floating stars.
Hang on, incoming transmission?
What's it saying?
I think it's singing.
Weird. Arcady, can I talk to you for a sec?
I can dress the wound myself. It's not too bad this time.
Not about that. I mean, that's absolutely not true, and I do need to take a look at it, but can we talk in private, please?
Of course you can!
Kitchen door's off on that side.
So, what's on your mind?
You?
If you're pissed about the bullet thing, I really don't think it was my fault.
It wasn't. The general was trying to get in my head. And the thing is, she wasn't wrong. If something really happened to you, I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah. Crew is a funny thing.
You know, with anyone else, I'd think that the way you dodge what I'm saying is a sign you don't want to hear it. With you, I don't know. I think it could go either way.
What are you saying?
Will you go out with me?
What?
See, you get to a point and words are just horrible because what does go out even mean here? If we left the ship right now, we'd die. And that's not even getting into the fact that I can't exactly ask you on a date because something tells me this ship isn't making any recreational stops for a long time. And what does dating even mean when we live together already? There's just no shorthand for we already eat every meal together, but do you want to do it with significance sometime? And you're amazing. You're brave and smart, and you make plants grow in the middle of cold, empty space, and you make me feel safe and all of this. What? Am I just supposed to say, hey, you save my life all the time, and you look good in a tank top, let's grab a sandwich? And please, God, say yes, you know, just stop me from talking.
But I like when you talk.
That's probably good.
I'd love to eat a significant meal with you.
Okay.
Wow, really? Okay. Okay.
And the rest of it, we'll just have to get creative.
We just heisted a cloud, Liu. I think we'll manage.
Well, cool.
Just to be clear, you mean dating in the romantic sense, right? Right?
Right. Totally right.
How was the kitchen?
The kitchen was good.
The kitchen was... very good.
Krum and Jeter, come look! They're holding hands!
We can hear you.
So, what do we think of the new digs?
As the guy who's been hanging out in here the longest, it feels a little too clean, you know? Like if a bottle of hand sanitizer had an engine.
On the bright side, the way we live, no way is it staying like that.
Okay, but the real question here, what are we gonna name it?
I had a thought about that. Anyone feel free to shoot me down, but I was thinking about our next steps, whatever they may be. And I don't think we can afford to be a rumor anymore. I think we need to let the regime know that we know what they did. To Alvi and the whole crew, and to Thazia and Emily Craddock, and that we're not going away.
You can't erase a person.
That's right. And in keeping with what's been started and not letting secrets fade into the ether, I was wondering if maybe we should call this ship Iris 2.
The starship Iris. It's got a certain ring to it. So, where to?
After what you just pulled, you're gonna be wanted on every IGR planet.
Now, McCabe. We're going to be wanted.
Kredge, pick a direction. We'll figure something out.
Aye, aye, Captain Tripathi.
The Strange Case of Starship Iris, Episode 10, Off the Air, starring
Ella Seat as Guard 2,
Amanda McColgan as Junior Agent 2,
Kyle Albanese as Guard 3,
Pablo Mia as Guard 4,
Jack Peavyhouse as Guard 5,
Ella Womersley as ELLA,
Amiel Evans as the Nano Swarm,
Margaret Clark as Agent Clark,
Phoebe Siders as Agent Siders,
Peter Coleman as Junior Agent Goodman,
Sarah Golding as General J. Golding Frederick,
Jackie Andrews as Agent McCabe,
Chris Choi as Apollo and Agent Park,
Brittany Lefevre as Krej,
Jamie Price as Brian Jeter,
Rukmini Desai as Sanathrapathi,
Ishani Kanetkar as Arkady Patel,
and Cindy Chu as Violet Liu.
Directed by Phoebe Siders and Margaret Park. Sound design by Aaron S. and Hannah Cross, written by Jessica Bass. Credits music is Rocket Science by David Devereaux of Tin Can Audio. This season was produced by Procyon Podcast Network. For a written version, visit procyonpodcast.com. That's P-R-O-C-Y-O-N podcast.com. We'll be back next season. In the meantime, you can help us fund mini episodes by visiting patreon.com/starshipiris. Thanks for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.